our show's coming to an end. We need to get out of here, get booked on a vacation, you and I on a beach together. Right? That's like the end of a movie, usually. You know, at some point, well, we might have robbed a bank or have embezzled money or something, right?
And we're in some other country.
Like the end of Shawshank Redemption. Remember, they're out on the beach. I don't know where he can get us, but Mark Murphy joins us, travel expert, to get us maybe some good destinations. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Bruce.
Well, let's send us off to some beach. Where's no pun intended, hot beach destinations this time around?
Well, right now, the best value out there is the Dominican Republic. And you've got these amazing beaches that are just incredible. And then you also have the countryside, which people forget about. They think of beach vacations. They go to the DR, and then they stay at the property. There's great excursions you can do out in the countryside. I did a bunch of them, monkey experiences, driving basically the equivalent of dune buggies. It's just a blast. And my pick for the hotel there would be the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana, because it's a great property, very diverse. They have a ton of entertainment. When I was there, they had a bunch of American Idol stars. And they call it Limitless All-Inclusive, which is fantastic. So I would definitely do that. And if you want a different type of beach vacation, go to the west coast of Mexico and check out Puerto Vallarta, because that combines beach with culture, and you get that local feel. And there's a great property there called Secrets, and it's a romantic getaway for folks that are couples. They can go away. It's just a fantastic place.
So you have to determine whether you want sort of a nightlife with your beach vacation, or you just kind of want to relax mm-hmm. and get away from everybody, disconnect from the world, I guess.
Correct. And the best way to book all this stuff is you want to buy a package, air, transfers, the hotel. Travel agents have a great in there. And one of the brands that does a lot of this and sells a ton to both destinations is called Apple Vacations. Your clients might be, and your listeners are probably aware of that brand. They do a great job of packaging it all up and getting value for it.
How far out should we book?
You know, right now, you've got a great advantage because of the negative news that was completely misplaced. You've got lots of occupancy available in the Dominican Republic, so you could book now. I would say book now. And one of the things I would do is when you book now, make sure you book and buy travel insurance to protect your trip, because the holiday season's around the corner. It gets a lot busier. And that's a really important thing. And there's a company called Allianz Global Assistance that we encourage people to look at and book with. And they've got this pretty cool app called Travel Smart. So as you're traveling, you have the apps, you're always like one click away, one touch away from anything you might need. And hopefully you won't need anything, but it's great peace of mind.
What other travel trends are there? Maybe some places that people are starting to go to that seem to be fun.
To me, one of the hottest things out there is river cruising. And in Europe, it's huge, and more Americans are discovering it. So I would check out river cruising. I would look at a company called AMA Waterways. And this is a great time of year to get away and experience something really unique. These Christmas markets that they have in Europe are absolutely spectacular. And the price point starts around $2,500 per person, but that includes all of your excursions off the boat, all of your meals, and typically wine, beer, things of that nature with your meals. So it's a pretty much all-inclusive price. You're not adding on tours and other things unless you decide to do that on your own.
What's the length of a stay on a typical river cruise?
They're typically 7 nights, so I always suggest people come in a night or two early, do a stay, and this time of year you get great deals on hotels. And then they typically begin and end in different destinations, do a post-cruise stay, so you pick up a couple of local experiences a little more deeper in the beginning and the end of those trips. And it's just a great way to see Europe. You get the places that you'll never see typically on a normal tour.
So most of Europe is, you can get there by water, I guess, is the key.
Yeah, you know, the Danube is a great cruise, Nuremberg down to Budapest in Hungary. It's just a really neat way. You'll see castles. You'll learn about the history of Europe. I've been to 80 countries. I've been on numerous river cruises. Every time I go on, even if it's on the same itinerary, I feel like I pick up something new.
You must be able to see a different side, no pun intended, of the countryside when you're on a river cruise that you don't normally get when you're traveling on the roads with the buses and whatnot.
Without a doubt. And here's one of the key things. You only unpack once, and then that's your floating hotel, and it follows you up the river. So that's a big difference between getting on a motor coach or self-driving, doing 2 nights in a destination or 1 night, and you're constantly packing, unpacking. Your luggage has to be outside your door at 6 a.m. That can be stressful in itself. This is really relaxing, and they'll give you really great guides that will tell you along the ways. If you're just sailing the river for a few hours, You'll learn about things along the way. And at the same time, if you don't want to tune into that, you can go off to the lounge. If the weather's nice, you can go up on top on the deck, and you can take it in, read a book, just relax. I think it's one of the best vacations you can do.
And it's probably a unique experience no matter what. Unlike a cruise where you're out on the wide seas, you're in a river that has other things going on, and so you sort of see the day-to-day of what's happening in that country, I suppose.
I'll give you a great example. I was on one. The World Cup was going on. I was in Germany. I got off in a town called Regensburg and ended up going to a beer garden. Oh, God forbid, I went to a beer garden in Germany. And we just had a ball, and the place was nuts. They brought TVs out into the beer garden. And, of course, in Europe, they're crazy about football. But we call it soccer over here. Right.
You just become a local in a moment's notice, right?
Exactly.
Sounds
exactly.
Cool. If people want to find out more about some of these different excursions and trips we've talked about or the information, where's a good place to get some details, Mark?
Go to the website I founded, travelpulse.com, and you'll find more and more information, plus a host of travel news on a daily basis.
Sounds great. Mark, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Bruce.
That is Mark Murphy, travel expert, best-selling author. Again, it is travelpulse.com.